Welcome in to Shout Quick Takes, a Buffalo Bills football podcast. Bills Mafia has been a bit crazy the last couple days, excited talking about the potential of a trade for Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones. The Falcons reportedly are looking to deal the 32-year-old superstar to create some cap space, and the Bills have obviously been a team that's been mentioned. Anytime that a potential weapon could be added to Josh Allen's arsenal, it's a topic of discussion on Bills social media. And interestingly enough, sportsbetting.ag released the odds on Julio Jones's next team, and the Bills were on the list. They were ranked ninth as the ninth likeliest team for Julio Jones to land at, behind the Ravens, 49ers, Patriots, Chargers, Titans, Colts, Packers, and Eagles, and Giants. The Bills are at plus 1,400, making it a bit of a long shot, and there's quite a few reasons why that seems to be the case. First of all, the Bills are almost at their roster limit. There is a lot of capital right now set aside for the wide receiver position. To trade for Julio Jones means that you're going to have to take on his $15 million cap hit in 2021, and then cap hits of, you know, north of $11 million in 2022 and 2023. Stay tuned to the Shout Bills podcast. Ryan and I will be talking quite a bit about Julio Jones on an episode coming up this weekend. Bills defensive line coach Eric Washington made it known to Brandon Bean that he wanted the team to draft Greg Rousseau in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft. In fact, he told the general manager this on more than one occasion. What sold Washington on the D lineman? The pre-draft interview that he held with Rousseau a few weeks before the draft. The Bills released Embedded 2021, finalizing the NFL picks of Greg Rousseau, Boogie Basham, and more on YouTube on Thursday night. In the episode, Washington is shown asking Rousseau a series of questions. Here's what Rousseau told Washington in the interview. You're getting a young leader for sure, somebody who is going to come in and push the older guys, but also come in and learn and prove that he's there for a reason. So really somebody, most importantly, who wants to be great and won't give up until he is. Washington responded to Rousseau and said, I would love to work with you because this is as good of an interview as I've done in several years. This is a big year for Eric Washington and this defensive line group as a whole. A lot of young talent, Greg Rousseau, Boogie Basham in the second round, second year man, AJ Epenesa, and of course, Ed Oliver on the inside, former first round pick from 2019. Eric Washington now is more comfortable in his position as D-line coach, and it's going to be fun to watch that group work this year. The Bills filled one of their vacant roster spots on Thursday when they signed defensive tackle Trayvon Hester. Hester, 28, has bounced around the league early in his NFL career and joins a Bills roster that has plenty of talent and depth along their defensive line. To make the final roster, Hester will have to find a way to stand out in a variety of ways. Ryan Talbot wrote 5 things to know about the new player, and here is one of them. For all of them, head over to Syracuse.com to read it. Hester heard his name called during the final round of the 2017 NFL draft. Then Oakland Raiders selected the defensive tackle with the number 244th pick in the draft. He would be waived by the team in early September that season. Over the course of his career, Hester has spent time with the Raiders, Eagles, Washington football team, and Green Bay Packers. Thanks for listening to today's episode, everyone. Make sure you keep it locked into Syracuse.com, NewYorkUpstate.com, and the Shout Football Podcast. Stream wherever you get your podcast. We will have shows for you coming up this weekend and next week. Have a great weekend.